Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic based on Parshas Lech Lecha. The Pasuk says as follows, Vayikach Avram es Sarai, Yishto Avram took Sarai. It's not yet Avraham, it's not yet Sarah, it's Avram and Sarai. So Avram took Sarai, Yishto his wife, and Lot, and all of their assets. Ve'es ha-nefesh asher asu be'charan, and all of the people that they made in Haran. What does that mean? You don't make people. So Rashi explains, she'echnisan tachas kanfi ashchina, that Avram and Sarai, as we'll see shortly, were makar of them. They brought them underneath the Shechina, effectively, they were makar of them, and they converted them. In fact, that's what Rashi says. Avraham megayer es ha'anashim, v'sara megayer es ha'anashim. That Avram was megayer, he converted the men, and Sarah converted the women. So in fact, that is going to be our broad topic this week. We're going to focus on a specific area of Gerus, but we'll introduce it more broadly. So this concept of Gerus, what is necessary to go through a proper kosher conversion? So we're going to focus on a pasuk in Parsha Shlach that says, HaKahal, Chuka Achas, Lachem Belager, etc., that the Kahal, talking about all of Klal Yisrael, that there is going to be a Chuka, the same Chuka, the laws will apply to you and the Ger and the convert. And in the continuation of the pasuk, it says, it compares you to the ger, kachem kager, yelif ne'ashem, just like you, the ger will be as well. What does that mean? So the Gemara in Krisus says as follows, on this pasuk, Rebbe Omer, kachem ka'avoseichem. What is it talking about? Like you, that somebody who wants to convert has to be like your fathers, your ancestors. What does that mean? Ma'avoseichem, just like your ancestors before Matan Torah, the only way that they became Jewish, they nichnasu lebris, with three things. They needed to accomplish these three things. Number one is for the men, they needed a bris milah. Number two, men and women, tvila b'mikvah, going into the mikvah. And number three, both men and women as well, v'hartzas dam, when they brought a korban, the dam had to be spritzed on the mizbeach. So there are three requirements, mila, tefillah, and hartzas adam. That's how Klal Yisrael converted, became Jews. So too, when you have a ger in any generation, when you have a convert, they can only become Jewish with those three, mila, tefillah, and hartzas damim. So then the continuation of the Gemara a little bit later asks on that, but nowadays that we don't unfortunately have a base of mikdash, we don't have korbanos, we can't have this hartzas adam, ela me'ata ha'idna deleka korban. If we don't have korbanos, lo nekabel gerim, we're not able to take gerim. If a ger, if one of the three requirements is that the ger brings a korban and we don't have korbanos, we don't have a base of mikdash, does that mean as a technicality that we are unable to convert anyone nowadays? So the Gemara answers with another part. Pasuk right before the pasuk that we mentioned before, Parsha Shlach, it says v'chi agur itchem ger asher b'tochachem, that it will be that there will be a ger that will live within you. In other words, despite the fact that we don't have a base of mikdash, we can still accept gerim. Says the Gemara, mikan shemekablim gerim apagav deleka mikdash. In fact, we can still accept gerim, even though there's not a base of mikdash, even though the ger cannot bring that korban, when in the future, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, we will have the base of mikdash, at that point, the gerim will bring their korbanos, but nonetheless, it's a valid gerus, even with the two out of the three, meaning a mila and tefillah. And in fact, the Gemara in Yevamos Menvav Amud Aleph says that, in fact, mila and tefillah la'akev, you need those two, mila and tefillah, those are absolutely required. So in fact, let's not stop there. A little bit more, we actually have to add on, there are another two requirements to have a successful, to have a kosher gerus. Number one, it's actually our number four. We had one, two, and three, and the third one is not me'akev. It's not going to prevent a kosher gerus. We have four and five. Condition number four is that we have to inform the ger of at least some of the mitzvahs and some of the punishments. So some of the upside, some of the downside. If you don't, once you convert, you're a full-fledged Jew. If you keep the Torah, there's tremendous schar on the upside. But if you don't keep the Torah, you are going to be violating the Torah. And those are violations that you did not have before conversion. So that is category number four of requirements. And number five is the Kabbalah of the mitzvahs that the non-Jew has to accept upon himself or herself doing of the mitzvahs, the Taryug mitzvah. So this topic this week, we are going to focus primarily on criteria number four and number five, especially number five. What do we have to teach? Number four is, what do we have to teach a convert? What do they have to know before conversion? But especially number five, what's that kabbalas ha-mitzvahs, the accepting upon themselves the mitzvahs? Does it have to be everything? What if they want to exclude something like a line item veto by the president? I want to do 612 out of 613 of them. One is too difficult for me. What if they have ulterior motives in converting? For example, the person wants to convert. She is non-Jewish, but she wants to marry that nice Jewish boy, or the opposite. Either way, if there's an ulterior motive in the conversion, can we still accept a person or not? So Amir Chasem, we will get to all of those fascinating questions. Have a lovely day.